Jesus is risen. And may the grace and the peace of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior, be yours now and always. Amen. Last week, we read that Jesus told his disciples that I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. Now, those words are incredibly comforting, especially if you have lost a loved one. To hear a promise that Jesus prepares a place so that grandmas and grandpas, mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, husbands, wives, those that we have all loved dearly will be with Jesus. I find great comfort in that. He says that here. But I don't think that this is all that Jesus was talking about when he was talking to the disciples. Because remember on that very first Easter day when the Marys went to the tomb, they met an angel who told them that Jesus is risen. And then that angel told them that Jesus was going ahead of them into Galilee. And so for those of us who are on this side of the resurrection, that's a promise that Jesus is going ahead of us into the world. So if Jesus is out in the world with us, then the world is where Jesus is, and there we are also. We are where Jesus is. And so walking into the world becomes an incredible challenge. Now, it can be comforting to know that Jesus is out there ahead of us and with us, but it's also a little bit intimidating. Hearing that Jesus is waiting for us can bring on feelings of, you know, guilt and trepidation, but it can also lend excitement to our lives as we look to discover the people who need our assistance, to look to discover the ones who might need an example of God's love in their lives. Now, it is true that Jesus goes to prepare a place for us after we die. But this promise of Jesus isn't just pie in the sky and the sweet by and by. It's a promise right now. It is also right here. Today, Jesus continues to show us and teach us and tell us how that works. Last week, Jesus told us that he is the way, and he invites us into a new, or better yet, into a renewed relationship with God that is no longer broken by sin, but rather repaired in the love of Jesus, our Savior. This week, Jesus is teaching us how to abide in that love, and the love of God. And to abide in that love is to keep the commandments of Jesus, which for Jesus is that we love one another like Jesus loves us, and then we actively care for the people around us as we are able. To abide in Jesus' love is also understanding that Jesus has sent us a friend, he says, another advocate, the Holy Spirit. Now, I know that Pentecost is still a couple of weeks away, but Jesus is still laying the groundwork right now for the importance of the coming of the Holy Spirit. Today, Jesus tells his disciples that the world will no longer see him. Instead, Jesus promises that we will have the presence of the Holy Spirit to guide us, comfort us, inspire us, and aid us. The Spirit, this advocate, will defend us against the devil, the world, and our sinful selves, and will lead us in the world so that we can find Jesus in the people around us. As Jesus is physically leaving his disciples, he is not leaving them or us orphaned or alone. As Jesus is that gate, then the Spirit is the gatekeeper, and that gatekeeper is watching over us all the time. Now, Jesus says the world will never receive the presence of the Spirit, but we can bring that presence to the people we find in the world so that many, maybe all, might receive that love of God. In our reading from Acts today, Paul spoke to the people of Athens about an altar they had to an unknown God. And then he, Paul, told them that he knew that God. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, Paul spoke about God's mighty deeds. He spoke about the depth of Jesus' love and told all in the crowd who were listening that in him we live and move and have our being. Now this Spirit that moved Paul and gave him words is the Spirit that Jesus is promising to the disciples and to us in our gospel today. This is that advocate who stands by us with strength and can even provide the words if we need them. As children of God, we have access to so many amazing gifts: forgiveness and love, a new life in Christ, wisdom and understanding, care for others. But most importantly, as children of God, we are never alone. And that is an important process. It's an important promise. I know what that promise is like, that one that you are never alone, thanks to the home that I grew up in with 9 other people in the house. You're never alone. Not really. Perhaps you can find a moment of time for yourself, either in the bathroom or way out in the farthest part of the backyard. But those moments of time by yourself, they are just reminders that you are never really alone. And in the big picture, that's an amazing comfort. Whether you're a 9-year-old at home or you are a Christian in the world, you are not alone. I was not alone. My little brother Phil, even when he was lost in Dayton's department store, was not alone, because of course when he yelled, "Mom," everybody came running. Now that is the kind of comfort and promise that Jesus is making. Not that we will be constantly surrounded, but rather that between the presence of God through the Holy Spirit and the presence of our sisters and brothers, we are not alone. And Jesus goes before us in the presence of the people that we meet, with the presence of the Holy Spirit once again. In today's gospel, Jesus promises that the Holy Spirit is and always will be active in our lives and in our living. We have the commandments of Jesus to love and care, and we have the presence of the Spirit to give us guidance, comfort, and the strength to share. This is a promise that we can cling to and draw strength from. Now, the world is going to think that we're strange because we can't point to the presence of God. So, of course, then why would we believe? But like Paul to the people of Athens, we can disregard the gold and silver and stone. We can disregard all of the rules and directions that have been made up by other human beings to bog us down or distract us. Instead, we can cling to the truth that our God of love overlooks our ignorance, calls us to repent so that we might follow Jesus, listen to the Spirit, and make God's vision for the world into our mission every day. Jesus is risen. And our risen Christ goes ahead of us to prepare a place for us, both in heaven and out in the world, so that where he, Jesus, is, we will be also. It is my prayer that we will go out into the world looking for Jesus and the people we meet, knowing that no matter how lonely it appears, we are never truly alone. We have our advocate and friend, the gracious Holy Spirit, who will stay with us with the love of Jesus now and always. So let us now follow Jesus' way into the world and share the love that God gives us so freely. Amen.